Further teachings of Lord Chaitanya, the chapter summaries. Madhya Lila 1, the later pastimes of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In this chapter, there is a summary description of all the pastimes performed by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu during the middle period of his activities, as well as the 6 years at the end of his activities. All of these are described in brief. There is also a description of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's ecstasy, which occurred when Lord Chaitanya recited the verse beginning with the words Ya Kaumara Hara, as well as a description of how that ecstasy was explained in the verse beginning with the words Priya Soyam Krishnaha, composed by Srila Rupa Goswami. Because he wrote that verse, Rupa Goswami was specifically blessed by Lord Chaitanya. There is also a description of the many books written by Srila Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, and Jiva Goswami. And also there is a description of the meeting between Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Rupa Goswami, and Sanatan Goswami in the village known as Ramakeli. Yasya prasadad agyopi sadya sarva gitan vrajet sa Sri Chaitanya devo me bhagavan samprasidatu. Even a person with no knowledge can immediately acquire all knowledge simply by the benediction of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Therefore, I am praying to Lord Chaitanya for his causeless mercy upon me. Vande Sri Krishna Chaitanya Nityanandau Sahoditau Gododaye Pushbavantau Chitrau Shandau Tamo Nudau. I offer my respectful obeisances unto Sri Krishna Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, who are like the sun and moon. They have arisen simultaneously on the horizon of Gauda just to dissipate the darkness of ignorance and thus wonderfully bestow benediction upon all. Jayatang suratau pangor mamamanda mater gati matsarvasva padam bhojau radha madana mohanau. Glory to the all-merciful Radha and Madana Mohan. I am lame and ill-advised, yet they are my directors, and so their lotus feet are everything to me. Divyad Vrindaranya Kalpa Drumadha Srimad Ratnagara Singhasanastau Srimad Radha Srila Govinda Devau Preshtali Di Savyamanau Smarami. In a temple of jewels in Vrindavana, underneath a desire tree, Sri Sri Radha Govinda, served by their most confidential associates, sit upon an effulgent throne. I offer my humble obeisances unto Sri Sri Radha Govinda. Sriman Rasa Rasarambhi Vangshi Vata Tata Stitaha Karshan Venu Svanayar Gopir Gopinatha Sriye Stunaha. May Lord Gopinatha Ji, who attracts all the gopis with the song of his flute, and who has begun the most melodious rasa dance on the bank of the Yamuna in Vangshivata, be merciful upon us. Jaya Jaya Gora Chandra Jaya Kripa Sindhu Jaya Jaya Shachi Suta Jaya Dina Bandhu. All glories unto Sri Gora Hari, who is an ocean of mercy. All glories unto Lord Chaitanya, the son of Shachi Devi, for Lord Chaitanya is the only friend of all the fallen souls. ಜಯ ಜಯ ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಜಯಾದ್ವೈತ ಚಂದ್ರ ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀವಾಸಾದಿ ಜಯ ಗೌರ ಭಕ್ತ ವೃಂದ ಆಲ್ ಗ್ಲೋರೀಸ್ ಅಂಟು ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಅಂಡ್ ಆಲ್ ಗ್ಲೋರೀಸ್ ಅಂಟು ಅದ್ವೈತ ಪ್ರಭು ಅಂಡ್ ಆಲ್ ಗ್ಲೋರೀಸ್ ಅಂಟು ಆಲ್ ದ ಡಿವೋಟೀಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಹೆಡೆಡ್ ಬೈ ಶ್ರೀವಾಸ್ ಠಾಕೂರ್. Previously, I have described in synopsis the Adi Leela or initial pastimes of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which have already been fully described by Vrindavana Das Thakur. I have therefore given only a synopsis of those incidents, and whatever specifics were to be related have already been given in that synopsis. To describe the unlimited pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is simply not possible. But I now wish to relate the chief incidents and give a synopsis of those pastimes occurring at the end. So I shall describe only in synopsis that portion which Vrindavana Das Thakur has described very elaborately in his book, Chaitanya Mangala or Chaitanya Bhagavat. So whatever incidents are outstanding, however, I shall later elaborate. For actually the authorized compiler of the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Srila Vrindavana Das Thakur, who is the incarnation of Srila Vyasadeva. And only upon his orders am I trying to chew the remnants of food which he has left. So placing his lotus feet upon my head in great devotion, I shall now describe in summary Lord Chaitanya's final pastimes. For 24 years, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu remained at home, and whatever pastimes Lord Chaitanya performed during that time are called the Adi Leela. At the end of his 24th year, in the month of Magha, during the fortnight of the waxing moon, Lord Chaitanya accepted the renounced order of life, sannyas. After accepting sannyas, Lord Chaitanya remained within this material world for another 24 years, and within this period, whatever pastimes Lord Chaitanya enacted are called the Shesha Leela, or pastimes occurring at the end. The final pastimes of Lord Chaitanya, occurring in his last 24 years, are called the Madhya or middle and Antya final pastimes. All the devotees of Lord Chaitanya refer to his pastimes according to these two divisions. For 6 years of the last 24, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu traveled all over India, from Jagannath Puri to Bengal and from Cape Comorin to Vrindavan. All the pastimes performed by Lord Chaitanya in those places are known as the Madhya Leela, and whatever pastimes were performed after that are called the Antya Leela. The pastimes of Lord Chaitanya are therefore divided into three periods, Adi Leela, Madhya Leela, and Antya Leela. Now, I shall very elaborately describe the Madhya Leela. For 18 continuous years, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu remained at Jagannath Puri, and through his personal behavior, Lord Chaitanya instructed all living entities in the mode of devotional service. And of these 18 years at Jagannath Puri, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spent 6 years with his many devotees. By chanting and dancing, Lord Chaitanya introduced the loving service of Krishna. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sent Nityananda Prabhu from Jagannath Puri to Bengal, which is known as Gauda Desh, and Lord Nityananda Prabhu overflooded that country with the transcendental loving service of Lord Krishna. Sri Nityananda Prabhu is by nature very much inspired in rendering transcendental loving service to Lord Krishna. Now, being ordered by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nitai distributed this loving service anywhere and everywhere. I therefore offer innumerable obeisances unto the lotus feet of Sri Nityananda Prabhu, who is so kind that Nitai spread the service of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu all over the world. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to address Nityananda Prabhu as his elder brother, whereas Nitai addressed Lord Chaitanya as his lord. Although Nityananda Prabhu is none other than Balaram himself, Nitai nonetheless always thinks of himself as the eternal servant of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Nityananda Prabhu requested everyone to serve Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, chant his glories, and utter his holy name. Nityananda Prabhu claimed that person to be his life and soul, who rendered devotional service unto Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In this way, Srila Nityananda Prabhu introduced the cult of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to everyone without discrimination. Even though the people were fallen souls and blasphemers, they were delivered by this process. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then sent the two brothers, Rupa and Sanatan, to Vraja. And by Lord Chaitanya's order, they went to Sri Vrindavan Dham. After going to Vrindavan, the two brothers, Rupa and Sanatan, preached devotional service and discovered many places of pilgrimage. Specifically, they initiated the service of Madana Mohan and Govindaji. Rupa established Govindaji and Sanatan established Madana Mohan. Both Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami brought various scriptures to Vrindavan and collected the essence of these by compiling many scriptures on devotional service. In this way, Rupa and Sanatan delivered all rascals and fallen souls. The Goswamis carried out the preaching work of devotional service on the basis of an analytical study of all confidential Vedic literatures. This was in compliance with the order of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Thus, one can understand the most confidential devotional service of Vrindavan. Some of the books compiled by Srila Sanatan Goswami were Hari Bhakti Vilas, Brihad Bhagavatamrita, Dashami Tippani, and Dashama Charita. I have already given the names of four books compiled by Sanatan Goswami. Similarly, Srila Rupa Goswami has also compiled many books, which no one can even count. Therefore, I shall enumerate the chief books compiled by Srila Rupa Goswami. Rupa Goswami has described the pastimes of Vrindavan in 100,000 verses. The books compiled by Srila Rupa Goswami include Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Vidagdha Madhava, Ujvala Neelamani, and Lalita Madhava. Srila Rupa Goswami also compiled Danakeli Kaumudi, Stavavali, Leela Chanda, Padyavali, Govinda Virudavali, Mathura Mahatmya, and Nataka Varnana. Oh, who can count the rest of the books headed by Laghu Bhagavatamrita, written by Srila Rupa Goswami? Rupa Goswami has described the pastimes of Vrindavan in all of these books. Srila Rupa Goswami's nephew, Srila Jiva Goswami, has compiled so many books on devotional service that there is no counting them. In his Sri Bhagavat Sandarbha, Srila Jiva Goswami has written conclusively about the ultimate end of devotional service. The most famous and formidable transcendental literature is the book named Gopala Champu, for in this book, the eternal pastimes of Lord Sri Krishna are established, and the transcendental mellows enjoyed in Vrindavan are completely described. Thus, Srila Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, and their nephew Jiva Goswami, as well as practically all of their family members, lived in Vrindavan and published important books on devotional service. Recorded September 15, 2022 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.